Good morning. I want to acknowledge something that I've been pondering for a couple weeks, but really thinking about for a few years. And it resurfaced itself when I was following ISTE, and I noticed some comments made about and from the Ditch It panel due to its lack of diversity. So here it is. I'm an old white guy. I'm an old white privileged person. Male guy. So obviously I need to address all of that together. As a 48, I have to finally acknowledge I'm old. Although some days I still feel I'm hip in 24. When I ask a student what they're listening to, I shouldn't be expecting something I'm familiar with. I always like to ask them what they're listening to stay current. But 9 times out of 10, they just tell me, oh, it's music, or it's rap, or it's hip-hop, or you're not going to know it. And I have to acknowledge that. I'm old. I'm white. My experience as a white person is very different than somebody who is not. I have no idea what it's like to grow up or be anything but white. And I have to remember that in all my actions and doings when I interact with especially my students. I think as I've been reflecting on this last week or so, this might have caused issues in my classroom this year, as I have to acknowledge that where I teach in a suburb of Metro Detroit on 12 Mile, so most of you are familiar with 8 Mile, we have a very diverse population. Only about 60% of the population looks like me. And most of them don't even come from a background similar to mine. So connecting to those students that aren't like me is difficult. And for them to connect with me, there is already a barrier because they see me as the old white guy. And then I also add in coming from privilege. I grew up the son of a cardiologist. We lived in Southern Illinois most of the time, belonged to a country club. I went to an elite boarding school in Connecticut. I went to a small private college here in Michigan. I had tragedy in my life. My parents passed away when I was 17 in a plane accident. Okay, but plane accident, private plane accident. I lived in a life where we did travel. Now, my parents did instill in me a good work ethic. My high school made me work hard, and I was actually probably one of the less affluent people there. But still, I'm still more affluent than 95% of the students I teach where I currently am. I have to remember that, and I have to be conscious in everything I do to remember that, especially when I try to build relationships with these students, because they will see me as that old white guy, and their experiences in life are so different. I mean, honestly, how many young adults learn how to fly? The cool thing is two of my students have contacted me past being in my class, both in aviation careers. So that's really cool, former students. But you know, the rest of the thousands of students that have gone through my class in 18 years teaching in a suburb in Michigan probably haven't. And I know from surveys that 80% of them haven't been in airplanes when they get into my class. So I have to remember and be cognizant and share diversity as much as I can from my perspective. But it means going to struggle with it. And it means I have to acknowledge that struggle regularly and recognize that I am the old white guy, and I'm going to see things from my old white guy perspective, and it might not always be similar. So it means I have to listen to the student's perspective and other perspectives that are in our community and invite them in. I think that's one of the weaknesses I have to acknowledge that I've done in my teaching, is I haven't invited those other perspectives in. I think our school needs to do more of that. As a school that teaches 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and has over 700, almost 800 students in it without a diverse staff, because almost all the staff looks like me in ethnicity, there aren't any people of color on our staff that come from different backgrounds. We have a good mix of male to female ratio, but that's not diversity, that's gender equity. And I believe our staff has done that, but it's been hard. And I know our administration does its best to recruit more diversity in staff, but they're struggling with it. Actually, when they hired me, I was part of adding to the diversity as being somebody who wasn't from the area, because most of the staff grew up and worked locally, you know, went to high school locally and things like that, which I did not. But they're still only drawing one segment from about 60% of our student population and missing that 40%. So we need to do a better job in that, and we need to acknowledge it. I think that's the step one. And I am realizing that some of my classroom management and connection issues with certain students come from being the old white privileged gentleman in the room. And I need to step forward and think about that more cognizantly and try to move forward in solving this by inviting other peoples in and listening more. If you have any thoughts, I'd love to hear how others deal with this and connect with their situation, because we all teach from our experience, and that's not always reflective in our classroom because we teach where we get a job, and it's not always exactly what we come from. And it's good to have the diversity, and it's good for students, I think, to be in my classroom and hear from the old white guy who has a lot of diverse experiences, but I'm definitely not the best example of being diverse. I hope you all stay curious and keep thinking about this very important topic in education. Have an awesome day.